I have never mentioned my hardcover book on TV before. It's about America under attack, and I wanted to talk to you about it today. Of course, it is free, as all of our literature is. And it was first printed in 2013 in a little small paperback. But since that time, we have made it, and I have expanded it into a much bigger book, and we've made it in a hardcover. So it is a very impressive book just to see. But this is something that can afflict political parties. It can certainly apply to churches. And it is a problem that's pretty widespread. Across the globe, people are still asking the question, well, what is happening inside of America?
That's my father from 2024, just 2 years ago, when he first offered America Under Attack, which we'll be talking about on today's program. But as he noted there at the end, so many people around the world are looking at America and wondering what is happening in the United States. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to The Key of David. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Today, we are going to be spotlighting this book that he mentioned there in that cold open, this book that we first offered on this program 2 years ago. And this book, even though so many of the things we talked about that would soon happen have since happened, it's still as timely as ever. America Under Attack. Just step back for a moment and look at the last decade. Look at the last 10 years. Over the past 10, 11, 12 years, we have seen so much wickedness in high places. There's lots of sickness and sin in the lower places too. Isaiah 1 says that the sickness goes from head to toe. But why so much sickness? Why so much wickedness among the leadership, among the governments of nations, in the government of the United States? So much of the evil, so much of the wickedness has been exposed. We've seen political mudslinging and fighting like never before between the two parties here in America. We've seen people in high places. We've seen them get away with lying and cheating and stealing, destroying evidence, obstructing justice. We've seen political parties accusing the opposition of fake crimes. And then we've seen people guilty of real crimes go unpunished. No one held to account. We've seen election meddling, even rigged elections in recent years. We've seen all kinds of hoaxes and fake narratives. They're all over the place. And of course, a corrupt media is happy to and really enthusiastic about spreading the fakery, the phoniness, the propaganda. It's everywhere. It says in Revelation 12 that the whole world is deceived. Why? How could the whole world be deceived? That says something about this world and just how much wickedness and evil there is all over the world. We've seen illegal spying. We've seen bogus intelligence assessments. We've seen politically driven investigations where it's just all politics. They're not actually trying to deal with crime or criminals, but they're trying to put people behind bars that aren't even guilty. We've seen that in our modern age. We've seen that in just the past few years. So much wickedness. Why would government officials and some of the top lawyers in our land, why would they go into a federal court and lie to judges, esteemed judges in black robes? Why would they lie so that they could continue on with illegal investigations or spying? We've seen a lot of that. We've seen, just in the last 6 years, man-made viruses and man-made vaccines hurting or killing, in some cases, well, in many cases, millions. And all brought on by man. It was a creation of man. So many people in high places bringing this on. Early on in the COVID crisis, There were top health officials in the government that lied about the coronavirus and its origin. They lied about it. Why would they lie? If their objective is to save lives, to help people, why was there so much scaremongering? Why was there lockdowns and mandates when there was really no science to back it up? How could this happen? How could the ruling class in high places weaponize a pandemic to carry out their political objectives? How could this happen in the United States of America? More recently, we've seen politically driven censorship. We've seen politically motivated lawfare. We've seen indictments. We've seen mugshots. We've even seen assassinations in our nation. And we've seen assassination attempts in our nation as well. Last year, Charlie Kirk, a conservative commentator, gunned down by a crazed lunatic. And there have been quite a few other instances where that's happened. There have been no less than 4 assassination attempts on President Trump's life. What is going on in the United States? Let's start our study in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, and I'll give you a quote from my father's book, America Under Attack. As he said in that cold open, we first came out with the smaller version, the booklet version, in 2013. Then it was greatly expanded in, I think, 2022, and then made hardcover, over 200 pages, in 2023. So 3 years ago, this summer. And if you don't have a copy, it's a must read, and there's no cost or obligation. Just make your request known. Call our operators. You can text for the book. You can also go to our website, keyofdavid.com, to order the free material. There's no cost. We give it away freely. My father writes, "We in America have been protected for a couple hundred years because we are recipients of the blessings God promised to faithful Abraham. We have not experienced the turmoil that many other nations have. We were involved in a civil war and 2 world wars, but compared to most other countries and other eras, God has given us victories and a lot of peace." He says, "As a result, our people have settled into an unreality about what is happening around us. They don't understand how deadly dangerous it is. This is not God's world. It's a world plagued by great evil. It's full of tigers waiting to tear people apart." Now, it would be easy to think that, well, if my political party comes to power, then all the problems will go away. Everything is solved. But the evil is still there. It persists. It's all around us. Ephesians 6 and verse 11, this is what we're really going up against. The Apostle Paul said that we have to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It's a spiritual war at its core. Now, Satan works through human beings. Satan works through political movements. He works through deranged lunatics, and he also works through those that would seem to be quite educated. They look nice, they're well-spoken, and yet they carry out wicked acts. It's all over. Verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Revelation 12, for its part, says that Satan and his demons have been cast down to this earth, and they're confined to this earth. And so the demons are out there actively aggravating and exploiting human nature, influencing the minds of men. Ephesians 2 and verse 2 says that the devil He's the prince of the power of the air. He broadcasts his attitude, his moods, his agenda. That's why the Bible says we've got to be sober and vigilant, because our adversary goes out like a roaring lion. He's looking for targets that he can take out, that he can assassinate, so to speak, that he can blot out. This is also from my father, but it goes back a little bit earlier to when online he offered the original version of America Under Attack. This is from 2014, clip two.
Many authorities tell us that America is going the way of ancient Rome, but I can tell you that it's even worse than that. America is under attack from an invisible army, and I'm talking about a real army, and that could be stopped if we chose to stop it, but that doesn't look very likely. Now, there for nearly two decades, this country, America, has been under a direct attack from an invisible army in a special way. Now, that may sound a little strange to some people, but it's only strange if we don't know what's in our Bibles. It all is explained very clearly, very explicitly in your own Bible.
It's right there. And the Bible talks about Satan and his demons. It talks about human nature. It talks about the wickedness of the human heart. There's a lot in the Bible about that, about those subjects. And most people ignore it. Most people just conclude that this world is a pretty good place. That human beings, except for maybe a few rare exceptions, human beings and the heart of man, it's pretty good. It's getting better. We're progressing. This is the idea behind evolution. Everything's just getting a little bit better. Are we evolving into something good, into something more righteous? Or is it the other direction? There's a section in America Under Attack where my father talks about the communist infiltration of the United States of America, this godless, violent movement. And it started back in the World War II era. He refers to Mr. Armstrong in a statement that he made in 1956 about this psychological warfare, propaganda, infiltration, subversion, demoralization. All of that set in, and we have seen it in the last couple generations just expand and almost devour the country, the United States. It says in America Under Attack, Mr. Armstrong said that this warfare is actually described in biblical prophecies. And then he quotes Mr. Armstrong, who said, it's a kind of warfare we don't understand or know how to cope with. It uses every diabolical means to weaken us from within, sapping our strength, perverting our morals, sabotaging our educational system, wrecking our social structure, destroying our spiritual and religious life, weakening our industrial and economic power, demoralizing our armed forces, and finally, after such infiltration, overthrowing the government by force and violence. And my father says, we need to consider that statement, ponder that statement, Selah. Consider what Mr. Armstrong said back in 1956. And then, as my father goes on to say, look at America today. Look at the United States. He writes, have those communist objectives been achieved? Morally and spiritually, the nation is filthy. We lead the world in pornography. We promote same-sex marriage and transgenderism and push other nations to embrace it. God says we've forgotten how to blush. That's in Jeremiah 6 and Jeremiah 8. Religion, where it's practiced, is about feel-good, self-help, rather than obeying God and living by the Bible. Our educational system produces millions of students who hate America, love communism, and know nothing. Millions of Americans depend on handouts that enslave them to the government and to their human nature. The national debt has sailed past $30 trillion. Well, today it's 40 trillion. This is what my father wrote just 3 years ago. What does that say about our economy? You hear so many people saying it's better than ever. $10 trillion added to the debt in just a few years' time? That's unbelievable. He says, our military is powerful, but it is wielded by weak, woke leaders. Even among everyday Americans, our pride and our power is broken. That's in Leviticus 26 and verse 19. And it says, the communist infiltration that Mr. Armstrong warned about has happened. This is prophecy fulfilled. Herbert W. Armstrong, he warned of this 70 years ago. More than 70 years. This is what's happening to America. And America was just hanging by a thread not that long ago. Almost completely transformed, fundamentally transformed into something very different than what the founders envisioned. To read more about this, to delve into this subject so that you can get God's perspective, make sure that you order your free copy of America Under Attack today. We'll be right back.
Get up to date with the day's most important headlines and learn how the Bible is ahead of the news. Watch Stephen Fleury's daily podcast, The Trumpet Daily. Live streamed weekdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, Stephen Fleury explains world events and where they are headed using Bible prophecy. He also hosts interviews with leading authors, journalists, and thinkers. The Bible explains world news happening now. You can see how. Watch The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Fleury. Bring the Bible into the news each weekday with Stephen Fleury at trumpetdaily.com. Watch on demand at YouTube, Rumble, Roku, or your favorite podcast app.
You see, in America, a breakdown of all these values that Mr. Armstrong was talking about. Now, that even in 1956, that was caused and really inspired and motivated by Satan the devil. But it's 10,000 times worse today, at least it's many times worse, because Satan and his demons are now cast down to this earth, and they can't even go out into the universe anymore. Now, you know this earth has to suffer from that. There has to be great suffering from that. That's what you're seeing in America and in Britain and in the Jewish nation in the Middle East and other nations. But primarily, it's happening, well, let's say it's happening most intensely inside Israel's superpower.
So much suffering and war, violence, it's all over the world. But the evil, the wickedness, it's intense. Right here in the United States, let's be honest. Let's open our eyes and look at what's happening. It says in America Under Attack, and by the way, if you don't subscribe to the Trumpet Magazine, Tomorrow's News Today, make sure that when you request the free book, you can get a free one-year subscription to the Trumpet Magazine as well. This will keep you right up to date with what's happening in the news and how it fits in with Bible prophecy, what God says about these last days that we're living in. In America Under Attack, it says, this nation is committing suicide at the hands of certain powerful people in government and in society. They are actively, intentionally sabotaging this special nation from the inside. It's still there. The Trump administration coming in didn't eliminate all of this evil from within. And the truth is, there's evil on both sides of the aisle politically. These radical elites have rapidly and fundamentally transformed American politics, governance, diplomacy, policing, morality, race, sex, tradition, and culture. This is what makes America's collapse so shocking, so historic, and so excruciating. the nation is being attacked from within by its own leaders. There was a story recently, not that many days ago, about yet another attempted assassination on President Trump. PJ Media says this, an armed man spent part of Sunday casing Trump National Golf Club in Rancho Palos Verdes, snapping photos and videos of the grounds while federal agents watched from a distance. By the time deputies moved in, investigators say he had already zeroed in on something specific, security planning. It says the LA County Sheriff's Department confirmed the arrest in a statement Tuesday. President Trump was in the air aboard Air Force One en route to California when the word of the arrest broke. He is set to attend a Republican National Committee dinner at that very golf course Tuesday evening. Another assassination attempt foiled. Listen to this from KTLA in Los Angeles, clip 5.
Major security scare as President Trump arrives here in Southern California. A suspect arrested at Trump National Golf Course with a loaded gun, ammunition, and body armor.
That arrest over the weekend led to the discovery of even more weapons, ammunition, and other concerning discoveries inside the suspect's home.
His name is Janine John Taele. He's a 38-year-old man out of Downey, and police found weapons and some other concerning items both on him, in his car, and at his home. He was taking pictures and video, according to investigators, of a security meeting that was about this event. It's a fundraiser that President Trump is having here today for about an hour, and it's a chance for him, according to the White House, to celebrate his recent work. So this man was taking pictures of security and just acting very suspicious. And when they went to his home, they found a lot of other concerning items, including ammo, two loaded pistols, body armor, as well as some other items.
How many times is this going to happen? We all know about Butler, Pennsylvania, in July of 2024, and it's only been 2 years, and there have been four assassination attempts? I guess five if you count the drones on the nation's celebration for its birthday not that long ago. The FBI stopped that one. What does this say about our society? Regarding this latest one, here's what President Trump had to say in an interview with Fox News, clip 6.
There was a threat. There was a man who was arrested, seemed to be heavily armed near the property here on Sunday. It's an ongoing concern, sir. Talk about that for brief, if you can.
Well, the only thing I get a little solace from is they say only consequential presidents. And I am definitely consequential. I mean, if you look at the economy, if you look at what's happening, Iran, as an example, will never have a nuclear weapon. They already can't, but it's going to be formal. The strait's going to be open very soon, or they're going to get hit very hard, and then the strait's going to be open. And we were going to a tremendous attack, the biggest since World War II, and they called me and said, very politely, please, can we talk? Can we talk? They didn't want. And I said, yes, we can talk. Let's get it done. Finally, let's get it done.
So he kind of shrugs it off that, well, I'm a consequential president. That's why they're coming after me. That's why they're trying to kill me. And he is a consequential president. In fact, as you know, if you followed us for very long, you knew. you know what we said back in 2020 when he left office. We said he's coming back. It says that in this book, in the 2022 version. This is at a time when so many people said there is no way he could ever return to office. He's going up against so much, and then the lawfare set in and everything else. And through it all, my father was saying, no, he's coming back. Why? Because of prophecy. 2 Kings 14, Amos 7. I don't have time to get into all of the scriptures, but they're covered in this book for sure. A couple of quotes. Prophecy shows that Mr. Trump's role in U.S. politics is not over. How could we make such a bold prediction? Because of the sure word of Bible prophecy, my father said, God prophesies that Mr. Trump will return to power. Further on, the prophecies, talking about Amos 7 in this case, it means that President Trump will soon recover his presidency. again, how could we know? And why? Look at what happened in Butler, just to go back to that for a moment, 2 years ago. And just a slight head tilt. He was looking at the slides over to his right. He tilts his head at the right moment, and the bullet, the assassin's bullet, just clips his ear. It would have got him right in the head had he not tilted his head. God intervened. God brought him back. Why? Why did God bring him back? Well, to come back to America Under Attack, it talks about the Donald Trump-led resurgence in America, but it's temporary, as my father has said. It says, America's temporary resurgence gives these three nations and their peoples, speaking of the United States, Britain, and little Judah in the Middle East, one last chance to repent. There's just a few short years of resurgence. The prophecies of God stand. We are heading into a time of great tribulation, and God is trying to wake us up to get us to turn to Him, to turn from our wicked ways, and to turn to Him, to look to Him, to turn to Him in repentance, repentance toward God. There's so much more that I could get into, but this 200-page book will give you the opportunity to take a deep dive into the prophecies of God and to understand where we are, where America is in Bible prophecy. That's all we have time for on today's show. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. To request the free literature on today's program, visit keyofdavid.com.